Yehon Daf Samaches. Daf Samaches, some Aleph from the bottom. Hahu Yenuka. Another story with a child that was supposed to have his Mila on Shabbos. Yesterday was on Shabbos. The Ishtape Chamimi. That again, the hot water got spilled out Friday night to Shabbos morning before the Mila. Before the Mila, the hot water got spilled out. And the Shiloh raised, if you don't have hot water, the Mizman HaGemara was a sakona to make the Milo without washing it with hot water afterwards. Therefore, if you don't have hot water beforehand, you don't make the Milo on Shabbos. Omolu Rova, so Rova said, Nishayla Li'imei, let's ask the mother. Itzrichei Nochim Le'Nochri. If the mother needs hot water, so we'll tell a goy to heat up the hot water for the mother. Agavimei. And once we heat up the water for the mother, Agav, the mother will give the water to the child. In other words, the shaila is you're not allowed to heat up water on Shabbos. It's the melacha d'oraisa, and you can't do it l'tzarech hamila because an issa d'oraisa is not doich l'tzarech mila. The only thing mila is doich is just to make the mila itself, to cut the oil off. That's all. So here the shaila is they had no hot water all around. Nobody in the chutzar had hot water. So the only eitzah was to call a guy to do it. So of course this is a raya that to tell a guy directly to make the hot water would be aser. Because even though it's an issa d'rabbana to tell a guy, but since you're telling him to do an issa d'oraisa, still it's also b'moke mitzvah. Now the only eitz he said was, ask if the mother needs the hot water. Now the mother, the first 7 days she's called a sakona after she has a child. From the 7th day until the 30th day, then we ask the mother. If she says she needs hot water, then we'll make her to do it either a goy, I'll call upon him. You're allowed to tell a goy to heat up the hot water for the mother. So that was the eitz here. Ask the mother if she needs the hot water. On its side, she needs it. She's like a chayla, shein boy sakona, that the halacha is you're allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha for you. And once the goy heats up the water for the mother, agav, the mother uses it for the child also. Because then it's only like a ribush yurim. The goy is only bimar by heating up a little bit more, which is also only an issa the rabbonin. So mele blives a shvus to shvus, the moke mitzvah it's muta. Omar le rav misharshi le rav, so misharshi told to rav, in me ko'ochla tamri. You should know the mother, she's already eating a date. So the Chora Kasha was, since she's eating dates as a raya, she's normal. Like she doesn't need hot water anymore. So the Chora, she doesn't need the hot water. You shouldn't be allowed to tell the guy to cook it up for her. She doesn't need the hot water. So Drashi Ochla Tamri, Kleimar, Hochazina De'ena Tzricha Chamin, Lishtois, Totsoina Nami Ochla. She doesn't have to have any hot things to drink because we see she even eats cold food. Or Malay, he answers back, that's no raya. We still have to ask her. Well, Ema Tunva Bialma Hudunoket Lo. Maybe she just got like a little shivering. Rosh Tunva or Shrisen. Tzvichelas V'enya Das Mahi. Like maybe she got such a high fever at that time that she doesn't know what she's doing. So that's why she's eating right now the dates. But that alone wouldn't be a raya. She's a healthy lady already that she doesn't need the hot water. Since she had a child 8 days ago, maybe she does need the hot water. She's still called the chaylam. So we should still ask her. If she says she needs hot water, then for her, we're allowed to tell the guy to heat up the hot water. And once the guy does it for her, we're allowed to tell the guy ready to be marbe b'shurim. Cook up a little bit more hot water to give it to the child, to make the mila. So the Mara, who you, another case was, the who you knew again, you had a small child, a baby, the ishtape chamimi, the bris was supposed to be on Shabbos, and before the bris, the hot water got spilled out. There's no more hot water around. Is omalhu rova, so rova told, ponili mani mi be gavri leve nashi. Hey, in his chotzer, here the shaila was, Rova himself had hot water in his house. And he wanted to be able to take the hot water from his house into the other chotzer where they're going to make the milah. But they forgot to make an Aruvah Chatzeris before Shabbos. So the Eitzer is, Rova is going to be Mavatal his Rishus. Like he's going to give up his rights to carry into his Chatzer, to the other Chatzer. So then the other Chatzer is allowed to carry out from his house into the other Chatzer. So that's this Maisa. That Rova, he has the hot water in his house, and he wants to be able to carry it over to the other Chatzer. There's no Eruv. So now Rova is going to be Mavatal his Rishus to the other Chatzer. So before he was Mavatal his Rishus to the other Chatzer, he told him like this. Ponali mani, take out all the kalim that I need, me be gavri, from my outside room, that's where the men lived, leve nashi, to the inside room where the ladies lived. So Rashi's mazbe, like he had a special room for the ladies, like in the picture here, you have be nashi, it's all the way on the right side. He also tznias, that noshim are more, but tznias, they like lived in the inner side room. Then outside the be nashi was the be gavri, that's where the men, that's where Rava lived. So now, and right outside the Beit Gavri was the Pesach, was the opening to the next chotzer. So now Rava wanted to be Mavatal his Rishus, not to use it anymore. So he wanted to take all his kalim out of the Beit Gavri, out of the men's house, and put it into the Beit Nashi, put it backwards into the ladies' room. Kedei, like he won't come to use his kalim on Shabbos. He won't decide now in the middle of Shabbos to carry out the kalim into the chutzar and let him mevatel his bittul. So that's what we told him. He said, "Panali mani, clean out all my kalim mevei gavri from the men's room levei nashi. Put it into the inner room where the ladies' room are. The ace of hosim, and then me myself, I'll sit in the vei nashi. The ivato lahu hachotzer, and I'll be mevatel the rights of my chotzer to the next reshus, to the next chotzer." Therefore, the people living in the next chotzer, like this picture all the way on the left side, that was the Bayi Shakotim. On the left side, that's where they make the bris milah. So they want to get the water, the hot water, from Rav's house on the right side through the chotzer into the next house. So if Rav is mevatel his rishus to the next chotzer, so the people there are allowed to carry out from Rav's house into the house. So that's what Rav did. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, pone limani, b'chatzei roi sharova. In Rav's chotzer hoyu chamin, he had hot water there. V'yatinik nishpecha chamin v'chotzer cheres. Now the kid where they're going to make the milah was in the next chotzer, and there was no more hot water left. Ol pesach b'neim, there's a door in between the two chotzerim. V'la'ir bo shtei chotzeres yachet, but they did not make an erev chotzeres, so it's also to carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Ol Rava hoyu bebeisay chadorim penimim sheinam psuchim mechotzer. Rav had now in his house on the right side was inner rooms, the aim with tznius, those were tznius thicker rooms, the anoshim yosh v'shom, that's where the lady sat. Ove gavri and the men have a pesuch lechotzer, they were in the outside room, they were near the chotzer. Osanam de masnisim, we're going to soon learn in the next Mishnah, that hamavato reshus chatzeroi, if somebody gives up the right to use his chotzer, he's not going to carry out into his chotzer, is also lohitzi mi beis lechotzer. He himself is also to carry out from his house into the chotzer. Because he's like giving up his chotzer to the next chotzer. So he can't carry out from his house into his chotzer. To have the whole lavdi dehu. Once you give up your chotzer to the next chotzer, your chotzer doesn't belong to you anymore. So from your house, you can't carry out into the chotzer. Hilkach, therefore, Rava wanted to pina kelim mi begavri. He took out all his kelim from his outer room where the men was, into the inner room where the noshim's, where the ladies' room is. Why? Kedei shelo yovi lohitzi mishom lechotzer. He should not make a mistake on this Shabbos and take out his kelim from the outer room into the chotzer. V'hilk v'holach, v'yoshev b'chadorim ha'pnimim. Therefore, Rav himself took all his kelim from the Beit Gavri inside to the inner room, the Beit Noshi's room, and that's where he was sitting. Odeno vito reshus chatzeru lebnei chotzacheres. Then he was mevatel his chotzer, his rights to use his chotzer where the chamin was, like here in the middle box, that's where the chamin hot water is. He was mevatel his reshus to the next chotzer. Acheres, v'yavoyu chamin mechatzer lechatzeron. Therefore, they're allowed to carry the hot water that's in Rav's chotzer into the next chotzer, because Rav was mevatel his reshus to the next chotzer. Therefore, they were allowed to carry. That was Rav's meister. He cleaned out all his kelim from his outer room, kedei to make sure on Shabbos he won't like take out his kelim into the chotzer. Omalei Ravina l'Rava. So Ravina had a kasha to Rava. Ivo Omar Shmuel ain't bitu reshus mechotz lechotzer. It doesn't know what you're doing. You live in one chotzer. True, there's a pesach, there's a door, an entrance from your chotzer to the next chotzer. But Shmuel says you can't be mevatel your reshus from one chotzer and give it over to another chotzer. The yisoid of bitu reshus is only in your chotzer itself, but not to the next chotzer. Omar Leit, so Rav answered back, Anok Rab Yechon Tzviruli. I hold la loch we passed before, like Rab Yechonin, that even from one chotzer to another chotzer, you are allowed to be mevatel your reshus. The Yomar Yesh Bito Mechotz Lechotzer. I hold like Rab Yechonin, you're allowed to be mevatel your reshus from one chotzer to the next chotzer. So it looks as if you're not living in your chotzer, therefore your chotzer belongs to the next chotzer, and they're allowed to carry from your chotzer into their chotzer.
Or just diagram, only one
chotzer. Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right, where the chamin should be, where the chamin should be is his chotzer. Where the chamin is, there's a chotzer. All right, you're right, the dog is not so good. You're right. Where the chamin is, there should be also a chotzer. And he wants to carry from his chotzer into the next chotzer. Fred the Gemara. V'i loy savolo mar kishmuel. So Ravina is asking Rav, I still have a kasher on you. If you don't hold like Shmuel, you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, Lagamri, so v'zayit shver, what do you have to do such a hard thing here? Nesiv ma beduchte, you sit in your outer room. Gesundheit, sit there with all your kelim. V'nevata lehu leditu. And then Echnami, Shabbos morning, right before the bris, you'll be mevatel your rishus to the next chotzer, so they'll be allowed to carry the hot water from your chotzer into their chotzer. Oh, but right after the bris, for nahadru inu v'nevatlu leilamar, let them, after the bris, be mevatel their rishus to you, that you'll be allowed to now carry out again from your house into the chotzer. Why? The Omar Rav holds halacha, mevatlin v'choizrin o mevatlin. And that's halacha like that. When you have two people living in the same chotzer, let's say, or here you have two different chatzerim, I'm allowed in the morning be mevatel my rishus to you. So right now in the morning we look as if only you're living there and you can carry from your house into the chotzer into my chotzer. And after you get finished using the chotzer, then it changes around. You'll be mevatel your rishus to me. So now it looks as if only I'm living here. And now I'm allowed to carry out from my house into the chotzer into the next chotzer. That's what Rav says. You could change around. I'll be mevatel to you, and later you're mevatel to me. So that's what the Rav asked Rava. If you don't hold like Shmuel, so Bezoi, what you have to take all your kelim out of your outer room? Today you shouldn't be take out in the afternoon? No! Leave your kelim in the outer room. And in case you want to carry out in the afternoon, enichanami, go to the people in the other chotzer and tell them to mevatel their rishus to you. So Rav answered back, Poho kishmul thoroughly. As Rav answered back, in this machlokes, this punkt I hold like Shmuel. The Omar ain mevatlin mechayzu mevatlin. That's what Rav says. Rav holds in this case that once I'm mevatel my rishus on Shabbos, I give up the right to use it, I can't get it back anymore. So therefore Rav was makbid that before he was mevatel his rishus, he took out all his kelim from his outer room and made sure to put it into the inner room, because he shouldn't be over in Yisrael on Shabbos from carrying out from his house into the chotzer. Because there's no way to carry out once you mevatel it once, you can't get it back again. So Rashi, the Omer Rav, mevatlin mechayzun the mevatlin. That's Rav's halacha. Shnayim hadorim bechotzer achas. Two people live in the same chotzer. Two apartments open up into the same chotzer. V'lo yirvu, they didn't make an erev chatzeris. Is mevatul zeh reshusel lezeh ad sheyaseh tzrochov, until you do whatever you have to do. Then the yachta zeh, v'yavatul lezeh, you be mevatul your reshus to me, and I do what I want. Yeah. So he answered him back, Rav answered back, this much I don't hold like Rav, I hold like Shmuel in this punkt. That ain't mevatel mechayz mevatel. Fred the Gemara, how could you do that? The lab chod the taimu. Isn't these two svaris totally zeb zeh? The lab chod the taimu. My taimu ain't mevatel mechayz mevatel. What should be the svaro that once you mevatel your rishus, you gave up the rights to use the chotzer, you can't get it back anymore? Lav mishum the chivon the botle the rishus say once you gave up your rights to use the chotzer is a svaro like istalik lemi hocha legamri. Well, look as if you're not in this chotzer anymore. It's as if you're in a different place. Your house now has no connection to this chotzer. We don't see you living in this chotzer. Memela v'hevel like ben chotzer acheretz. It's considered as if you're living in another chotzer. And what's the svara then? Shmuel's svara is v'yein bitter rishus mechotzer lechotzer. That's no svarim. Why, when you give up your shus once, the other person can't be mevatla back to you? The Gura only calls yol from Shmuel svarim. That once you mevatla, once you look like you're in another chotzer, and if you're in another chotzer, the locher is, ain't mevatla mechotz lechotzer. From one chotzer to another chotzer, you can't be mevatla your shus. So now Takasha and you Rava, hold, you could be mevatul one chotzer to another chotzer. You are allowed to be mevatul your shus. So once you can be mevatul your shus from one chotzer to another chotzer, why can't you then be mevatul it back again later? Even though when you mevatul once, you consider like in another chotzer, so what? Even if I'm in another chotzer though, the next people, the other person, he could still be mevatul his shus back to me. So in Khuratisira Rava, if you hold you could be Mavato Mechotz Lechotzer, you should have to hold you could be Mavato Bukhirsi Mavato. Because those swar where once you Mavato once you can't do it, you can't get it back again, is because now you consider like in another chotzer. And the din is you can't be Mavato from one chotzer to another chotzer. But if you're gonna tell me you Rava hold like Rav, that you could be Mavato from one chotzer to another chotzer, so Bazoi, once you Mavato in the morning, why can't in the afternoon let them be Mavato back to you again? Yeah. Mar nami loy nevatel. So b'zay monishrech, behold, ain choyzer mevatel. Cause you hold from one chotzer to another chotzer, you can't. So the kasha and you rova then, even in the first place, then you can't be mevatel your rishus to the next chotzer because it's from one chotzer to another chotzer. And for the gemara, no. And the gemara, no. That's not the svara. Hosam haynu taima. You know what the reason why we say once you give up your rishus once, you can't get it back again in the afternoon. The other people can't be mevatel their rishus back to you for new svara. It's a svara that the things the Rabbanon tell us to do should not look like a joke. is you're going to tell me that in the morning I'm going to be mevatel my rishus to my neighbor. Therefore, we look as if in this chutzur, only my neighbor is living here. He's allowed to carry off from his house into the chutzur. Then in the afternoon, when he gets finished using it, he's going to mevatel his rishus back to me. It looks like now I'm the only one living in the chutzur. That looks like a joke. Like a monoshah, who is living here? You can't say in the morning you're living there, in the afternoon I'm living there. That's a joke. So that's why Rav is moida that ain mevatlin v'chayzin mevatlin. Once you mevatel once, you can't do it a second time because that looks like a joke. But to do it once, you're allowed to be mevatel even from one chotzer to another chotzer. Therefore, Rav here he was mevatel his chotzer to the next chotzer. Today they're allowed to carry out his hot water from his chotzer to the next chotzer. That's muti. You're allowed to do it. But later in the afternoon, it's not muta for them to mevatel their chotzer back to me because it looks like a joke. That's the svar boy. Not because you came in mevatel from one chotzer to another chotzer. Like Rashi says, Hosam, the enchazin mevatlem time alav mishum dehevuleke ben chotzer acheris. It's not because you look like in another chotzer. Ela mishum lelehevi milu de rabbonik echuchas choik, but lulu letzonis. It shouldn't look like a joke and a laughter what you're doing. That's why he holds it's no good. So the Gemara Gufa. Rav Omar mevatlin vechazin mevatlin. That's the loch like that, that if you have two neighbors living in the same chotzer, so if they didn't make an erev chaseris, in the morning, one could be mevatel his rishus to his neighbor, providing they're both Jews, and your neighbor could use it. And then in the afternoon, he'll be mevatel his rishus back to you, and you could use it. That's Rav's din. Shmuel says no. You can't be mevatel v'chayzim mevatlin. So the more, what's the machlokes now? Leim Rav Shmuel bleplukta de rabbonim v'Reb Elezer kamiflagi. Maybe this is a machlokes in the rabbonim and Reb Elezer shita. So Rashi says, what's this rabbonim and Reb Elezer? So Gemara, Rashi, Rav diyomik rabbonin. Rav goes that rabbonin shita. So Rashi diyomik b'masdisin that they say osur lahachnis lahoitzi loy fulohem. That when a person is mavatel his rishus to the other person living in the chotzer, you know what you're mavatel? You're not only mavatel the right to use the chotzer, you're only mavatel the right to use the chotzer, but your house still belongs to you. So therefore, nobody's allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. The Yamri Maslitsin, they saw your house, also lahachnes lahoitzi loy v'lehem. You can carry out from your house into the chotzer, and your neighbor also can. Even though you mevatel your rishus, you gave your rishus to your neighbor, it's only the pshat is in the chotzer, you gave up the right to use the chotzer. But a person doesn't give up the right to use his house. So therefore, your house still belongs to you. And the chotzer now, and the other person's house, belongs to the other person. So you can't carry out from your house into the chotzer, because it's like from one rishus to another rishus. The Amri, because the Rabbonin say, Hamavato rishus chatzeroi, loy bitter rishus beiso. You're not giving up the right to use your house. Alma, what do we see here? Loy mistalak le legamri. The person doesn't take himself out of here altogether. Loy heve leke ben chotzer acheris. Therefore, you're not considered like another chotzer, and that's why you could be mevatel a second time back. So that's Rav Svara. That Rav that says Mevatel v'chayzim Mevatlin, he holds like the Rabbonin. The Rav, the Yomak Rabbonin. Rav holds like the Rabbonin Svara. That when a person is Mevatel, gives up his right to use the Chotzer, he only gives up the right to use the Chotzer. His house, he's still living in his house. Therefore, he's still considered here in his spot. So maybe in the afternoon, the next neighbor can Mevatel his Rishos back to you because you're still living here. Oh, Shmuel, I tell you, the Yomak Reb Lezer. Shmuel holds like Reb Lezer. So, Drash, what's Reb Lezer's forum? Drash Shmuel, Reb Lezer. The Yomak, Perak, Oyster, Pasim, we had before. They say, Mota, Lahachnes, Loitzi, Lohem. No, even from his own house, the other person is allowed to carry out and bring into. Why? Meyacha, Shebitta, Rishusoi, the Rishus, Beisanami, Bittu. To Svarim. When you give up the right to use your Chotzer, you're not only giving up the right to use the Chotzer, you're giving up your right even to use your own house. So it's as if you're not here at all. So Melo, this whole house and your chotzer now only belongs to the other person. Therefore, the other person can carry out from his house into the chotzer, into your house. Because you're not considered in your house either. When you're mevatel your rishus, it's as if you gave up the right to live in your house also. So Melo, Shmuel holds that if you mevatel everything, you're not considered in this chotzer anymore. Therefore, once you're mevatel, you give up the right to use even your house, you're like out of here. So now the other person, he can't be mevatel his rishus back to you, because you blab like in another chotzer. You're someplace else. And we're going Shmuel l'shitosa, he holds, he can't be mevatel from one chotzer to another chotzer. So the moral say, that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. when a person is mevato, gives up his right, is in considered out of here lagamri, as if he's not even living in his house. That's Shmuel Svarim. And Rav holds, no, he is still living here. He's still in this house. It's only the Rishus and his Chotzer he's giving up. That's all. So the Gemara name. At least the first Gemara now says this is not the Machlokes. Later on, we're going to see Rav Ashi says this is the Machlokes. Right now, the Gemara wants to be matzke and say, no, maybe it's not the Machlokes. Omolach Rav could answer back, Anor the Yam Rafiluk to Rav Eliezer. Rav will say, no, I go even according to Rav Eliezer. Even Rav Eliezer's svar is that when a person is Mavatl, is Rishus, he gives up the right to use his house even. Therefore, the other person could even carry into his house. But the svar is ad kan loy kam Rav Eliezer osam that hamavato rishus chatzeroy rishus beisay bittul. When a person gives up the right to use his chotzer, he also gives up the right to use his house. Why? Mishum de babayis b'loy chotzer ladariyinshi. That's not the way to live. A person can't live in his house without using his front yard. So when you give up the right to use your front yard, it's a svar you're also giving up the right to use your house. That's all. So meanwhile, the other person now has the right to carry even into your house and to take things out of your house into the chotzer. Avul inyan is taluke. But if you want to ask me now, is this person mamish like in the mitzias out of here? Like he's not even in this chotzer anymore? Mi omar? That we don't say so much. I mean, avad in the mitzias, this person is still living in his house. He's still there. He's not going out of the house for Shabbos. It's only a svara that you gave up the right to use your house. You gave it up to your friend. So for hilchus erevim, we look as if your friend has a right to use your house. But lamaisa, are you still in your house? Yes. We don't consider you like you're out of this chotzer. And now if your friend wants to be mevatel his rishus back to you, we say, no, it can't be, because you're not here anymore. So far we don't say, avad l'maisi, you're still living in your house. When you give up the right to use the house, it's only a svarat, it's a shver svarat akam. Even though you're living in your house, but I'm giving up my rights to you as if to say I'm letting you also use my house. So man, we consider the house as yours now. But that's only that you can carry in and out. But lamaisa, I'm still here, so I'm still called the ben chotzer. Therefore, Rav says, if that person changes his mind now and wants to be mevatel his rishus to you, he could do it because he's still considered here. Ushmul lama Shmuel says, Anod yam rafilu krabonin. I could even say my svara that you can't be mevatel back again, even according to Rabbonin svara. That Rabbonin said, when you're mevatel your rishus, you only gave up your chotzer, not your house. And your house is still completely yours, and your friend can't carry out from your house into the chotzer. So you see, you're still a ben chotzer. So why does Shmuel say then that the other person can't be mevatel back to you again? Ah, you're still living in your house. Ad kan loy kami rabbanon hosem elo my de botel botel or the loy botel loy botel. Rabbanon svar is what you said. You said what you didn't say. You didn't say. What did you say? You said I'm giving up the rights of my chotzer for you. That's all you said. More not. Your rights in your house, you didn't say I'm giving up to my friend. So the house like belongs to you, and your friend can't carry out from your house into the chotzer. Avo my de bottle, but I call upon whatever you did give up, so you should know, me you astalak legamri. Like from this chotzer now, you took yourself out of this chotzer. You said now I have no right to use this chotzer anymore. So since you took yourself out of the chotzer, according to Shmuel, it's like you're completely out of the chotzer. So Mel, if your friend now wants to be mevatel his rishus back to you, we consider you're not in this chotzer, you're living like in another chotzer, and that's Shmuel Svarim, and the Rabbanim will never make a mevatel mechotz lechotzer. He can't be mevatel from his chotzer back to my chotzer. So the kids, each one, Rav and Shmuel, has their own svarim. Is it considered like you're really out of here? That's Shmuel Svarim. And Rav Svarim is, no, you're still here. Lamais, you're still living there. Even if you give up the rights for your house, but Lamais, you're still there, so therefore he can be mevatel back to you. Omer Rav Achar Bar Chona, Omer Rav Sheshes, Kitanoi. I'll tell you this is a machlokes tanoim. Mi shenosan rishusoi. If somebody gave up his rights, mi shenosan rishusoi. It means I was mevato my rishus to the people. Right? There are three people living in the chotzer. One person forgot to make the erev, so on Shabbos he's mevato his rishus to the other people. Now vohoitzi, and by mistake on Shabbos this person has mevato his rishus started to carry out from his house into the chotzer. Is Bain B'Shoig, where they did it by mistake. Bain B'Mezid, where they really meant it. In other words, he wanted to be Chayzer, as if to say, I don't want to be Vatum my Rishus anymore. Oyser, he taka asked on the B'nei Chotzer, they can't carry out anymore from their Rishus into the Chotzer. Because, Diver Rav Meir, Zelf Rav Meir. So who we want to say Rav Meir's svar is, that Mevatlin, the Chayzer, the Mevatlin. Even though this person first gave up his rights in the Chotzer, but now when he starts to use the Chotzer, it's a svar, he's Chayzer. You see, he could be Chayzer. Rabbi Yehuda says no. B'mezid oyser. If the person does the b'mezid, mashma that everybody holds. If b'mezid your mamash start to use the chotzer again, that's in the mitzias, you're there. So you can't say now the other two people have a right to use the chotzer as if the third person is not here, because l'maisa b'mezid, he's carrying it into the chotzer. If you do it the mezid, that's ich a svara, we see you're living here right now. That's not a svara, you could be chayzer in your batolim. To svara like your batol is nothing, because l'maisa you're here. So that's a you disfer. Only if you do it the nazid oyser. Or the b'shoyiv any oyser. If by mistake you carry out from Yas into the chotzer, that doesn't mean anything according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Meir, even if you carry out b'shoyiv, you also like that's considered like you were chayzer from your batola. So the more my love, b'ho kemiflugay. My love, isn't it like this that this is the machlokes? B'ho kemiflugay. This is what the machlokes is between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The ma'asava mevatlin v'chayzer mevatlin. Rabbi Meir says even though once you gave up your shus, you have a right to take it back again. So even though you only came out b'shege, but b'shege looks as if you're taking back your reshus. Umasov Rabbi Yehuda holds, no. Ain't mevatlin mechayzin mevatlin. No, once you gave up your reshus, you don't have a right to get it back again. So if you only carried out b'shege, that doesn't mean anything. Enechnami, if you do it b'mezid, Rashi says, that's some svar. If you're there b'mezid, that's like l'maisin, the Messiah, you're in this chotzer again. So that automatically breaks the heter. The kozman, you don't do b'mezid, we don't say you have a right to be chayzer. Like ein mevatlin mechayzin mevatlin. Omer Rav Acher ba tachlifa mishmei de Rav. Loi, I tell you, maybe no, that's not the machlokes here. I tell you, the kula yama everybody could hold ein mevatlin mechayzin mevatlin. Maybe everybody holds that if you give up your reshus once to the other people, they don't have a right to give it back to you again. Once you gave up once, that's it. Rabbanim will never mistaken a second batolom that you can mevatlin back to me again. I was like, what's the machlokes here by shogeg then? For hochob de konsu. Well, some said the Russian consul is not really kenasi, it's like a gzeirom. And the main motto made a gzeirom of shogeg otu mezid kemiflugi. That's the machlokes. We'll make a kenas a gzeirom that if we'll be matyu to carry out still when the guy did a b'shogeg, maybe we'll be matyu it even when he does a b'mezid. That mass of a consul shogeg otu mezid. That's what Meir svarim. No, it's really, really, once your mevatel gave up your right to use the schotzer, you can't get your reshus back anymore. So if you just carry out b'shegig, that's like nothing. It should still be mutter for the other people to use the chotzer. Why does Ramey say it's chotzer? It's a gzera. That if we matter when you do it b'shegig, maybe there'll be matter who would then when you do it b'mezid. And if this person that was mevatel is reshus b'mezid goes out and carries into the chotzer, that's like a mitzias. Now you are back in the chotzer. Now you're here. So even though I'm mevatel, and even though I don't have a din to be chotzer anymore, but l'maiser I'm here. When I'm here, that zicha makes it also on the other people. So Rav Meir holds it's a gzeira like. Well, Masov Rav Yehuda holds loikon su shogeg otu mezid. No, we don't make this kenas. So Meila, when you only carry out the shogeg, that means nothing. Maybe it's like you want to be mevatel. You can't be mevatel yourself back. Kozman, you don't carry out the mezid. We don't see you mamish living in the chotzer. Once you mevatel once, you can't get it back anymore. So Meila Gemara says this is not the machlokes whether you could be mevatel or not. Yeah. So why would we have no raya from here? Even though l'maisa l'alocha, we do paskin like Rav, that you could be mevatel v'chayzu mevatlin. Even though you mevatel once, then later on in the day, the other people could be mevatel back to you. Rav Ashi, Yom Rav Ashi says, this is back to the original machlekes, what's the machlekes, Rav and Shmuel? If you could be mevatel or not, Rav and Shmuel beplukta the Rav Lez of Rabbonu Kemiflugi. Rav Ashi liked the first terrorist that Murray wanted to say. You know what the machlekes Rav and Shmuel is? If once you mevatel, could you get it back again? So machlokes Rabbanan and Reb Lezer, that according to Reb Lezer, you only gave up your reshus in the chotzer. You didn't give up the reshus in the bayis, you're still considered here. If you're still considered here, that's why they can mevatel give you back your reshus. But according to the Rabbanan, we say, according to Reb Lezer, when you give up the reshus in the chotzer, you give up the reshus in the bayis also. Therefore, you're not considered here, you can't get it back again. But according to the Rabbanan, if you only gave up the rights to use the chotzer, that's all. The rights to use your house, you still have it. If you still have a right to use your house, we look as if you're still living here. If you're still here, then the next chotzer could be mevatlet back to you again. They could give you back your reshus, because we still look as if you're here. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa B'tzduki Yechot Shoyedari Mono. This goes back to the Mishnah. The end part of the Mishnah, let's look at the Mishnah again. Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the Perek, this is on Dav, or Samach Aleph and Mabez. Again, the Mishnah just said, a cloud was again, Hadarim Akmi, if you live with the Goy, the Chotzer, or you me, Shein, or Moideberim, or you live with the Kusi, Hareza Oisrolov, a Goy asks on you, and the only eights you have is only to rent from a Goy. A goy has no right to mevatel his reshus to you. There's no takon of vittel by a goy. A goy's only yetzer is to rent his reshus to use the chotzer. And then we're going to write them that Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Gamliel says the fourth line here, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa b'tzduki yechad. It was the Maisa with the tzduki. Now a tzduki l'chur is like a mechal Shabbos. A tzduki is somebody that's not makabel terusha b'alpeh. He only keeps terusha b'ksav the way it says, and he's not makabel terusha b'alpeh. So maybe he's a Jew. So maybe he's not a goy. Say a tzduki has a middle halacha. He has a halacha. You can make an erev with him because he's a mechal Shabbos. But I call upon him, he could be mevatel his rishus to you. So, Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa b'tzduki yechad, shoya dari monu, b'movi, b'yushalayim. He was living with us in the Movi in Yerushalayim, one tzduki. Now, v'yom alona abba, my father told us, mi'aru v'hoitzi yasakelim l'movi. You should know, the answer is, let the tzduki be mevatel his rishus to us. Now, after tzduki is mevatel his rishus, fast,